The following program is brought to you in living color.
What are you doing? You burned all the food, the shade, the rum.
Yes, the rum is gone.
Why is the rum gone?
One, because it is a vile drink that turns even the most respectable men into complete scoundrels. Two, that signal is over 1,000 feet high. The entire Royal Navy is out looking for me. Do you really think that there is even the slightest chance that they won't see it?
But why is the rum gone?
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
You all know people like this. You may be people like this.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva. And you are listening to another version of the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time. Everything you never wanted to know about wine and those things that you were afraid to ask. Yes, we are off and rolling to another version of The Wine Crush, and I have to admit, it's just great to be sitting in the studio. I see the sunshine. It's January. It's pleasant. We are past the madness of the holidays. Of course, we discussed that last week, but, you know, it's amazing what a great perspective you actually get on things when you have, 7 days sleep and days without hangovers. I mean, it just really makes you believe that all things are possible.
Makes you feel wonderful, doesn't it?
You're just seeing
through different eyes.
I am. They're not bloodshot. They're not hazy. Now, they may be a little rosy colored today, but that's neither here nor there. It's a new year. It's a new opportunity. Great things abound. Everything's fresh and everything's possible. So we're going to keep that in mind today as we go through The Wine Crush. We're going to have a pleasant, upbeat, no snarky show. We're going just to have good old clean fun. Yes, you look at the broader perspective of things, and what's great about this time of year for all of us is you generally get to look for the good in all things. You look ahead. You see what's coming up. It's mid-January. We've made it through the holidays. Well, what are we doing in February? What's coming up for Valentine's Day? What's coming up for Easter? There's such great hope on the horizon. So also, there's great hope for this show today because we have two very unique guests. We have Brooks Painter. He is the director of winemaking at the V. Satui Winery. We also have David Forbes, and David Forbes is with the Accidental Wine Company. And if for nothing else, I love the name of his company. I'm convinced I got into the wine business accidentally, so to have a company actually named the Accidental Wine Company, it just gives me that warm, fuzzy feeling. So these two guests are going to help us get through the monotony of the day and educate us a little bit more about wine. Well, in keeping with my idea that everything is new and fresh and wonderful, my wine recommendations this week, I have actually gotten away from Chardonnay. Yes, I thought I'd try and cleanse my palate like I have purged my whole system and have fun. So we're doing something called Pine Ridge. Pine Ridge is a great winery out of Stag's Leap, and they have a Chenin Blanc Viognier blend. Now, we try and make an effort every week to teach you something about wine. Now, this is one of the most unique blends coming out of California. Chenin Blanc, usually a grape that tends to get overlooked. It's not really a Sauvignon Blanc. You think about it a lot for the Loire Valley. It tends to be, it's very crisp, it's very refreshing, but sometimes it doesn't quite have the depth when grown in California. Well, Pine Ridge brilliantly decided to put the Chenin Blanc and the Viognier, another Rhone grape, together, and what they have is just an amazing wine. You get a lot of great citrus to this. You get bright tropical fruit flavors. It's very supple. It's very easy to drink. It's spicy. So it's not overly cloying like a Riesling, but it has the great spiciness you get out of a Gewurztraminer. This just is a really good way to start the new year. Gives you something fresh, something to cleanse the palate. Not to mention, they put a lot of time into this wine. You know, you find California wineries, they put a lot of time in their Cabernets. They put a lot of time in their Chardonnays. But a lot of times some of these off varietals just get kind of pushed to the back of the winery and stuffed in barrels and say, okay, it's a winemaker's play topic. Not this one. They take a lot of time. They harvest the grapes at night. They harvest it by hand. It's cold fermented. Just great, great bottle, and it definitely shows through. Even better, you can find this for probably under $14. So definitely worth tracking down, definitely worth looking at, the Pine Ridge Chenin Blanc Viognier. Now, because we're keeping along the lines of doing things differently, the red wine I picked is a Pinot Noir from Oregon. Now, I love the area of Dundee Hills. You've heard me talk about it. Obviously, we've had Alex Sokolblosser on. He's talked about it. But this area is really starting to get worldwide attention. For a while, it was just a couple little vineyards here and there. And now, of course, we've got great press coming out of Oregon. People are really relating to the area. And the winery Archery Summit does a wine called the Renegade Ridge Estate Pinot Noir. Now, see, if it were January, if it were December and I were being snarky, I'd talk about me being a renegade and how the fact I like the name of it. But ultimately, we're just trying to find some new wines, and this is definitely in that category. What's great is they also put a lot of time into their Pinot Noir. They do a lot of different single vineyards. They're known predominantly for their Pinot Noirs. But what's great is they take a lot of time and effort into this. It's biodynamically farmed. It's sorted by hand. It's put in both wooden and stainless steel open-top fermentators, which means it gets a variety of flavors. And they do something else that we have not talked about here on the show. They do a cold soak. Now, four of our initiated listeners, of course, you know that a cold soak is going to help extract color. It's going to extract flavor. But for people who are just learning, cold soak means you basically you take the grapes, you chill it down so it doesn't start fermenting, because remember, fermentation can only start after a certain temperature. And what it does, the juice just hangs out. It gets to develop. It gets to become denser. It becomes richer. And what happens is once you cold soak the Pinot Noir, after a while when you start the fermentation, you just get a richer wine. Of course, this takes extra time, takes extra effort, and it definitely shows through in this wine. This wine, you get flavors of fresh berry. You get a whole lot of pepper. You still get some floral, but then again, you get the great cherry and you get great chocolate flavors. So no matter what kind of red wine you like, this definitely has the overtones of everything that you're looking for. So once again, wine recommendation for the red this week, Archery Summit, Renegade Ridge Estate Pinot Noir. You may be able to find this in your local wine shop, but I know definitely you can find it on the wine site at Archery Summit. Something great about this is we're going to go into the educating phase here at the Wine Crush today. Not only did you learn about cold soak, but what I think is one of the coolest things Archery Summit has done, it was late 60s, early 70s when this winery was founded. They are the first gravity flow winery in Oregon. Now, whereas that's a big deal in California, whether you're talking about Farniente, whether you're talking about some of the old wineries in Napa, gravity flow basically means that all the fermentation and the juice pressing, everything's on the top floor, and it all naturally drains into tanks on the bottom floor. So it limits the exposure to air, it limits the exposure to chemicals, it limits the exposure basically to everything. So hats off to putting the time into a gravity flow winery. So there's our upbeat, wonderful recommendations, Pine Ridge, Chenin and Viognier, and of course the Archery Summit Renegade Pinot Noir. Now, that being behind us, I'm even going to go a step further in my wonderful new attitude towards you listeners of the Wine Crush, and I'm going to make a shout out to all my sulfite friends. Now listen, this is probably the most well-received, overwhelming on wine line, on emails, is always the question. I am allergic to sulfites. I cannot drink red wine because I break out into different rashes or I get a sulfite headache. And always, since the day the show has started, I have gotten on a soapbox fighting against everyone saying, hey, look, there's as much sulfites in a glass of wine as there is in a piece of bread. But I've decided that wine karma has come back around to bite me, and I'm going to at least acknowledge the misery that sulfite sufferers have. For those of you who've listened to the show for the last 3 weeks, you know that my voice has been coming and going as we've gone throughout the show.
Well, sound a lot better today.
I am moving in the right direction, but there is a long story to have gotten in that direction. So I finally had time to break down, go see a doctor and say, I think I'm dying. What do I need to do? Well, he puts me on antibiotics, which, well, okay, usually y'all have heard about the messing of me and alcohol and antibiotics and the metal taste. Well, he gave me a sulfa-based antibiotic this time. It took about 3 days for everything to come to fruition and to me to grasp something I never understood. I am allergic to sulfites. Definitively allergic to any kind of sulfa drug. And that is unquestionably one of the most miserable experiences on the planet. Now, of course, I'm not going to be ugly to my sulfite friends who say there's too much sulfite in wines, because obviously the reaction I garnered, as much wine as I have consumed in my lifetime, I would have certainly found it had there been enough sulfites to aggravate it. But I will at least apologize to you for all the misery that you do encounter because of your sulfite allergies. So there we go. Not only have we great opening, I've been nice, I've been gracious, and I've apologized. So that means those of you who are used to the show are going to have to hang out and see what kind of trouble I get into in the next segment.
We've got more Wine Crush coming up in a moment.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUsKids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Well, right now we're going to have a little help as our show trends on its way. We get to talk with Brooks Painter. He is the director of winemaking at the V. Satui Winery and truly a man with great experience. He has been a winemaker at Stags Leap Wine Cellars. He's been with Robert Mondavi Winery and certainly many more that he himself can name. Brooks, welcome to The Wine Crush.
Laura, pleasure to be with you.
It is so nice to have you joining us on this wonderful day. How are things out in California today?
Well, a little wet and soggy today, but which is just fine because we need the rain. But happy New Year to you and everyone on the radio.
Well, happy New Year to you as well. Well, of course, Visa Tui is one of the best-known wineries in the sense of it's very user-friendly. It has some of the great picnicking. But tell our listeners a little bit about Visa Tui, if you would.
Well, I like to say it's all about the wine here at Visa Tui. We farm almost 250 acres of estate vineyards from Napa Valley all the way up into Mendocino, Anderson Valley. And we put a lot of effort and care into our grape growing, and we're hoping that that shows in the quality of our wines.
Well, I can definitely speak for the fact that the wines I have had from you I love, but I think one of the most interesting undertakings you make is y'all make so many different wines. How many different wines do you make?
Well, we're approaching 50, so you know, every year we maybe drop one and add two more, so it seems like we keep on adding more and more. We have a full range of wines for people to enjoy here. It's just like walking into a wine shop. Literally, you have a full selection. You kind of compare and contrast the wines and choose the ones that fit your palate and your pocketbook.
Now, I've got to ask, we've had a lot of different winemakers on the show, and some of them have been very focused. They only make a Cabernet, or they only make Chardonnays. How, as director of winemaking, do you manage to stay in touch with 50 different wines?
Well, it's kind of an interesting question. When I first started getting interested in winemaking back in, it was a long time ago, 30 years ago, and my vision of what a winemaker did was he made a little of this, a little of that, many different wines. And so I've kind of realized my dream here at Visa Tui. We make everything from light fruity whites, like some really elegant white Rieslings. We make a dry Semillon, Chardonnay, several different rosés, from dry to a sweeter style rosé, some really elegant Cabernet Sauvignon. We have 8 single vineyard Zinfandels, Syrah from Napa Valley. The list just goes on, even some sparkling and fortified wines. And so I've kind of realized my own personal dream here. I'm able to keep my fingers in every single type of wine that you can make on the planet.
Of course, it's always fun, and I hate it when people ask me this question. Of course, my title is the Chardonnay Sipping Diva. I have a varietal I love, but obviously I drink everything I can get my hands on. In a situation like yours, what makes you up and decide, well, I'm not making a Sauvignon Blanc this year, I think I'll go find some? Is it because you find great fruit, or because you find a demand for it, or you just get a whim?
Well, first of all, we try to make the best wine we can. Of course, we try to keep our fingers on the pulse of the consumer preferences. And since we sell all of our wine direct, which, by the way, you can't find our wine in restaurants or any retail outlets. Everything is sold only here at the winery. We have such a number of people and good traffic here that we have a good opportunity to kind of see what's happening on the desire side of the consumers. And so they come in, they taste our wines with us, they tell us what they like, and we are kind of able to pick and choose our own vineyards as well as grower vineyards and go out and seek the best fruit we can. When we're choosing to make a little bit less of one wine or a little bit more of another wine, for example, Sauvignon Blanc has been very popular of late, and so we've expanded our Sauvignon Blanc program. We're one of the few wineries that makes Semillon, so we're able to do a lot of things that many of the wineries and winemakers, my colleagues, their hands are tied a little bit. We have a lot of freedom to make the wines that we think are going to be really nice expressions of Napa Valley fruit and Napa Valley character, and have our consumers enjoy them.
Well, that does make sense. Question for you. You've been doing this, I think, since 2005. Have you seen any definitive changes in the last last 5 years? In 2005 was something hot that's not hot now. What do you see as people migrating to?
Well, I think people are looking for something different, something unique. Wine consumers like to be challenged. They like to try something new, something different, something perhaps with a different flavor profile than they've had before. And it's somewhat cyclical. So, for example, we've been making white Riesling for a number of years, but people are really coming back to that grape and really enjoying the white Rieslings that we make. We also are making a great Syrah. Our single vineyard Zinfandels are very unique. Each one comes from Old Vine location here in the North Coast. And so it gives us the opportunity to really expand our horizons and make something that might be very unique.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned the white Rieslings. Obviously, there are certain people that come into your winery, they're set on what they're going to get, and it's, you know, people want to try the Rieslings. But I see that as a national trend. I see Rieslings really come back in the forefront and people drinking them more often. Do you think that's the reason because Rieslings tend to be less expensive or because they're lower in alcohol, or people are just going back to sweet a little bit?
Well, I think all three reasons are exactly right. People are tending to look for a little bit lighter style wines. People are trying to eat perhaps a little bit lighter, more flavorful dishes. In some cases, a little spicy food, and that the Riesling goes great with that. And you know, the Chardonnay, being the Chardonnay diva, you know, you're starting to see some changes in Chardonnay out there as well. For example, perhaps some unoaked Chardonnay or some Chardonnay that's non-malolactic. Something's a little fruitier style. So we're trying to, I think, as an industry, and certainly here at Visa Tui Winery, we're trying to provide people with a lot of choices, a lot of things that they can compare and contrast in terms of the flavors and matching with food.
See, I think that's a great idea. I think too often, whether you're traveling in wine country or whether you're just trying to compare and contrast, like I would say, I drink Chardonnay, I'd walk into a tasting room, just try a Chardonnay. I think what you're offering the general public when they come up to see your winery and see what you have to offer, they can find a new favorite, they can find a new love, and I wish more people would do that.
Well, we certainly can offer a lot of varying tastes, a lot of different price points, a lot of different wines. And not only that, with our Italian marketplace here, we have some fabulous food. You can go in, buy a bottle of wine, grab a few blocks of cheese and maybe some prosciutto di Parma, nice loaf of fresh French bread, and go out and sit at our picnic tables and enjoy a really nice wine country afternoon.
That's a great way to spend the afternoon. Well, Brooks, we're getting close to the end of this, but I've got to put you on the spot. Out of your 50 wines that you make, what's your favorite?
Well, you know, I've been really having a lot of fun lately with the Zinfandels, making 8 single vineyard Zinfandels. Each vineyard is very unique, and not only that, each when I'm out traveling in the vineyard itself, and especially during the harvest time, going through down the rows of vines, and each individual vine is so unique. These are 70, 80, in some cases almost 100-year-old vines.
Well, that's what we like to see. Anytime a vine can step up and speak its mind. Well, Brooks, thank you very much for being part of the Wine Crush. For our listeners, of course, the link to Visa Tui will be on our website, but you can find all about Brooks Wine at Visatui, SATTUI.com. Brooks, thanks again, and hopefully we'll have you back on the show and we can talk about some new and exciting trends in a few months.
Very good. Thank you very much, and come and see us.
Count on it. We're going to take a small break right now, but more Crush coming up after this.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch? Increasing prices and the cost of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. Not all services available in all states. Terms and conditions apply.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a million-year-old beach? between drinking clean water or breathing clean air. Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. I am your host to this wonderful world of wine, and we're definitely taking that trek today. For those of you who want to get more involved in the show, I encourage you to do so. Give us a call, 877-4-CRUSH-1, or email me, Laura Lawson, with your questions personally. You can reach me at Laura, L-A-U-R-A, L-A-W-S-O-N, at winecrush.com. For those of you who tend to be a little bit shyer, you can also find us on Facebook at Wine Crush. So today we are talking about the upside of wine. We're having a just positively perky day in the studio, although I'm still trying to get my head around having to make 50 different wines.
You're a lot perkier than I am today, though.
Well, that's quite all right, Kent. One of us has to carry the show one way or the other.
But you just came in like a ray of sunshine.
I did. I never get to hear that. Thank you very much. Yeah. See what good things can happen.
I thought you were blasted. I didn't realize what was going on.
So. Yes, no, shockingly, I am sober. All right. But no, seriously, when you start thinking about wine and you think about the upbeat of things, can you imagine being a winemaker having to take charge of 50 different wines? I couldn't do it. So my hat's off to Brooks, because I definitely don't have that kind of patience, that kind of palate, or that kind of understanding. After a while, it would all start tasting the same, and I just blend it all together. But as long as we are thinking about different things, since we are trying 50 different wines, I'm going to actually cite a news source from Bloomberg. Of course, Ms. McCoy was a guest last week. But it was interesting. It's looking back into 2009 and all the neat kind of packaging and the different things that came out in the wine world. I think people who are a little bit more jaded would call them weird things. But I have to admit, these are great catches for wine. One of my personal favorites is from Mendocino County, Harry Putter, the pet-friendly California Wine County's canine ambassador. I think Harry Putter ought to be an interesting way to look at wine. Also, for those of you who are looking for even stranger things, Hello Kitty has come out with its own line of wines. I am of the right age group that I can remember when Hello Kitty first came into the United States, one of our, I believe, Japanese imports. But yes, you can get your own Hello Kitty Ray of Sunshine on a wine label now. 35 years old this year, by the way, for those of you who are trying to do the math on that. But I think some of the most exciting new things that came out in 2009 were the different ways to sell champagne. Of course, Clico came out with the sleek pink ice dress. It actually goes over the bottle of Clico like a wetsuit. But hands down, here is my absolute favorite, the slipper tipple. Yes, this came out from Piper Heidsieck, and it's the shoe for the lips. And what happens is it comes in a very fancy shoebox. It's a champagne glass with actually a slipper as the glass. And yes, the whole point is to go back from the 1920s, 1930s, when gentlemen actually drank champagne out of ladies' shoes.
Oh.
So yes, you can drink out of this. I have tried it. It does not end with great results, but the more you drink out of the slipper, the better off you are.
I think so. Probably after a couple of glasses, you can't say the name of it, though.
No, I think the only thing I objected to is I have very, very small feet, and I was liking the idea that they ought to come in right and left.
Yes.
So eventually you could have your own set of your little slippers. But anyway, those are some interesting wine things to look for in 2010. If you're kind of bored with what you're drinking or playing with now, definitely keep your eye out for those. Well, as I mentioned earlier, the show is all about you, and right now I have a couple of interesting emails. This is from Amy in New York. Amy writes, I am a wait person in a moderately priced restaurant, and people often ask me for wine suggestions. I know our menu, and I know our wines, but past that, I get nervous with people's questions. What can I do to make this better and to feel more comfortable with my wine? Well, Amy, I'm going to use you as an example for our listeners as we start out the new year. Keep that in mind, listeners, when you go out and you go dining in restaurants, the waiter or waitress that's serving on you doesn't necessarily know more about wine than you do, so please don't be intimidated. Feel free to ask them questions. Any restaurant worth their salt, is actually going to have trained these wait people to know how the wines pair with the menu so you can have a great dining experience. But Amy, some things come to mind. Obviously, you need to go to your manager in the restaurant and say that you're interested in learning more about wine. Managers tend to be excited when their wait people want to sell more. And obviously, a great way to sell more is to know more about wine. But also, he can point you in the right direction, whether it's a really good book, whether it's a really good wholesaler, someone who can kind of walk you along. And of course, as we're talking about the new year, I am getting the endless amounts of questions. I want to learn more about wine. How do I learn? Where did you learn? How can I learn as much as you do? I promise you, no one wants to know as much of wine about it as I do, for the simple fact that every day I know something and then I can't find the answer and it just annoys the hell out of me. So when you think about it, if you know everything about wine, just think of all the details you can forget and frustrate yourself. That's where I am. But for those of you who are willing to take the time, one of the best tools out there, go to the SocietyOfWineEducators.com. Society of Wine Educators. I'll see if we can't get that put up on our website. What this is, it's a self-guided study, and it really is certification. You can go ahead and take the exams and take the test so you can put the letters after your name. But more important than that, it tells you everything that you want to know about wine. This is truly an in-depth, best resource for learning. It's real easy to pick up some of these real heavy tomes at the bookstore, whether it's Karen McNeil, whether it's Sotheby's. You know, these books are intimidating. You pick them up, and it's literally like looking at the 1960 World Book Encyclopedia. You don't even know where to start, and it scares you to read. What's great about what Society of Wine Educator does, they have a great binder. It's a great guide, and it walks you through by chapters. It tells you about the different grape varietals. It tells you how grapes are grown. It tells you how wine is made. And for those of you who really want to get in depth, it tells you all about the world geography of wine, all the different laws that govern the production of wine, whether it's France, whether it's Italy, whether it's California, whether it's Australia, Austria. And it's all broken down into very succinct, straight to the point chapters. So I think it's a great tool. So Amy, this is definitely something I would look for. Go on the website, check it out. I think it's the best thing as a waiter you could ask for to learn as a baseline. So hopefully, Amy, this helps. And as far as being comfortable with your wine, the very fact you're listening to The Wine Crush shows that you have great, great things ahead of you, and wine will be a great part of your future. So moving on, right now we have an email from Ken in Richmond. Ken writes, I went to my local grocery store after your last show. By the way, I love The Crush. Well, thank you, Ken. We appreciate that. And sure enough, there was a buggy with discontinued wine in there. A lot of the labels had wine drops on them, and the labels were torn. Is there anything wrong with these bottles? Are they safe to drink, or do I need to worry about them? Ken, absolutely not. That's one of the best things that can happen. And what's great is I think our next guest is going to get into this. But a lot of times, by the times the wines, get to the supermarket, get to the mega market, get to the wine store. If y'all knew what these poor little bottles went through to get to the point where it's for sale to you, you'd be surprised that as many of them make it there as they do. Ultimately, they're in boats, they're in train cars, they're in delivery vehicles, and of course, they're in there with 6 or 12 other of its little brothers, and the chances of those bottles getting broken are pretty strong. You'd be surprised. So what happens is a lot of times when those bottles that have the drops on them, a bottle next to it broke, and of course, the wine got on the label. For those of you who've ever tried to get wine out of anything, it's not going to come out, so the label is now permanently stained. Well, there are a lot of people who will not buy rejects. You know, you don't want to buy mislabeled things. You don't want to buy things that are dirty. As a whole, we like our stuff clean and unused when we purchase it. So these poor little wines, kind of like the defunct little island of mismatched toys, all get put together, and that's where you get your great values. So yes, they are a little stained. Yes, they're a little torn. Yes, they're a little ragged. Hey, but what's inside? That's all that matters, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Ken, I hope that helps. Well, right now we've got to take a small break, but when we return, we are going to have Mr. Forbes from the Accidental Wine Company probably tell us more about that than we wanted to know.
Laura Lawson's got more Wine Crush in just a moment.
She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro-lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
Available at Walmart.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro-lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean it.
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
Available at Walmart.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Well, they say that no accidents truly happen, that everything was meant to be put together, and I would imagine that David Forbes is truly a man who believes that. David Forbes has created Accidents Happen. An accidental wine rushes in and buys up unblemished but otherwise unbroken bottles that a retailer won't touch and then resells them over the internet for a third to half off the price. David wins, we wins, everyone wins. So let's get an idea from Mr. David himself on what this great idea is doing for him and for the wine world. David, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hi, Laura. Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
It's nice to have you. What a great name for a company.
Well, we stumbled across that name. We were struggling to find a name. And my son, who is one of my partners, was caught in traffic because of an accident. And he was sitting there thinking about names for all this damaged label wine, that wine that had been in accidents. And he thought, accidental wine, why not?
I love it. It's absolutely perfect. Now, I have spent 17 years in the wine business, actually more than that, 17 years on the end where I have to deal with damaged wines. What gave you all the inspiration to start something like this?
Well, I'm a huge chocolate eater, and I had a friend with a chocolate factory who also happened to have the third largest wine distributor.
I was about to say, is there a chocolate and peanut butter story somehow in the accident in the middle? No, okay, sorry, just had to ask.
Anyway, he had the third largest wine distributor business in California, and he used to take all these damaged label wines down to the candy store, the candy factory, and put them on the floor. And if you knew him, you could come in and rummage through the wine and buy some wine. Well, for years I was doing this. I would buy my chocolate and my wine together, and then one day the store was closed. The business was closed. And I called him up, and I asked what happened. He said he had an offer he couldn't refuse. So my son and I went to lunch with him, and my son said, what happens to all that wine we've been buying? And he said he didn't know. So my son, Micah, said, we'll buy it. And the next thing I knew, we had accidental wine.
There you go. When he said you buy it, was there alcohol involved in that lunch?
Of course there was.
Okay, just checking, because I know I can see me saying, well, we'll buy it. And all of a sudden, my dad looking at me wanting to slap me right across the table.
Well, I had my share as well, so there was no sweating.
Fair enough. Well, obviously, this is a great concept because we actually just had a question from a caller talking about the fact, is this wine bad? Is it safe to drink? You know, what's wrong with it beside the labels? And generally, absolutely nothing is wrong with the wine, correct?
Correct. We have all these things get in accidents, whether it's a case that gets dropped and one bottle breaks and the other labels get stained, but nothing happens to what's inside that bottle. It's just on the outside. In the 2 years that we've been doing this, we have had fewer than 10 bottles, and we've sold literally thousands, probably tens of thousands of bottles. Only fewer than 10 have come back with problems.
I understand that. Actually, it brings to mind, I guess about 5 years ago, there was a train incident involving a whole bunch of expensive California wine that was supposed to be coming to me. And I wondered then, when that train turned over and it was an insurance write-off, what happened to all that wine?
Well, if I had been in business, I could probably answer that. But mostly, that wine, prior to us doing this, that wine just was trashed.
Absolutely broken, thrown away in a dumpster somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just a tragic thought.
It is.
Well, obviously, you had your friend in the chocolate business. Have you reached out? Have you broadened your horizons? Are there all kind of wineries you deal with? How do you find new clients now?
Well, in terms of where we get our wine, we had quickly learned that we needed a lot more wine than one supplier could provide. So we developed relationships with some of the suppliers here. But as we've had a little bit of exposure and press, others have found us, and we're now hearing from, probably for the last year, we've heard from wineries throughout California, Oregon, and Washington who have wine that they want to close out. At the end of a year, their new vintage is coming in, and they don't have enough space to store, so they are looking for a way to move that wine. And because we don't undermine their pricing integrity, even though we sell the wine at big discounts, they'll come to us to pick up some of their wine.
Well, I think that's great. So on your website, do you advertise as is, not guaranteed, or how does this work for our consumer?
We definitely make it clear that these may not be beautiful-looking bottles, but that the wine is good, and we stand behind the wine. If somebody comes back to us and says they had a spoiled bottle, we'll replace that bottle.
So our listeners, they want to find what you have. Do you update your inventory weekly on what's online? Hey, today a truckload of, I don't know, Kendall Jackson turned over on the 101. That's what we're selling today?
No, what we do is we sell in what we call blind packages of 3, 6, or 12 and in various price points. we don't know from day to day what wines will become available to us, and we're seeking wine all the time. So rather than put, I'll give you an example of Chateau Montelena. Instead of putting Chateau Montelena Estate Cabernet on as a typically $100 to $120 bottle of Cabernet, we'll sell that in a package, and it would be with three other bottles, so you can't really tell what the price of each of those wines are. Then the wineries are not unhappy with us for the low prices.
Oh, what a great idea. Well, here's a question. You have to have started your own Wine of the Month Club, haven't you?
We do have a Wine of the Month Club, yes. It's a three package. We'll do it in 3, 6, or 12, but mostly people order threes. Some people will order the sixes, but yes, we do a Wine of the Month Club.
Well, this is wonderful. We've got to wrap this up, but where can our listeners find more about your Accidental Wine Company and how to get involved?
It's accidentalwine.com.
All right. You can't have more straightforward than that.
No, we can't.
All right. Well, David, thank you very much for being part of the Crush, and I would love to stay in touch with you. And I bet you have some really interesting horror stories to tell, so you're going to have to come back on the Crush at some point.
I'd love to do that.
All right.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a small break right here, but when we return, we're going to wrap up this glorious, outstanding version of The Crush and tell you what to look for in the future weeks ahead.
We will sell no wine before it's time.
The Wine Crush.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood, concrete, brick walls, trees, small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Welcome back to The Crush, and I'm Laura Lawson. We are winding down today's show. And, of course, it's always fun to give my hats off to Kent. It's nice to know I'm somebody's ray of sunshine today. But that's what the show is all about. It's about being excited. It's about looking forward to things. It's about being refreshed, like we talk about in the beginning. But also, it's that time of year. You look at the bright new year. You realize we've done nothing to tarnish it. Only great things lay ahead of us. But I think one of the worst mistakes we make this time of year is we sit around and we look at what's wrong. Okay, as I sit back and I take stock of what needs work, okay, I know that I need to paint my house. I know that I really need to redo one of my yard's flower beds. I know that I need to redo my wardrobe. I've got to clean out my closet. I need to change my carpet. I need to do this. I need to work more on my job. I need to work a little bit more on myself. I hate the fact that most of us spend this time of year evaluating what we've done wrong and what we need to change. And I want everyone to take a moment to shift their paradigm and to change their attitude. I want you to think, at least for the next 15 to 20 minutes, look back at last year and look at where you are right now and take the exception and say, what have I done that's right? What am I doing right now that's great? What am I doing that's good for me? And use that as a baseline, because ultimately you want to see, where's the potential? I don't want to see the negatives. I want to see what great can come out of things. And that definitely can apply to how you look at wine and how you look at the wine world. A lot of you sat back for the new year and you decided that your commitment to next year was going to be the fact that you were going to learn more about wine. Well, what's wrong with what you know about wine right now? Are you learning about wine because you want to, because you're excited and because you're passionate about it? Or are you going to learn more about wine so you can impress others, or so you can carry on different conversations, or so you can be at someone else's beck and call? Think about that when you make those commitments to learn more about wine. Make sure you're doing it for yourself. You made the commitment. You said, okay, I'm going to go out and try all these different wines. Well, why are you doing that? Are you trying wines because you absolutely hate what you drink right now? Well, if that's the case, then you're not a wine drinker. So think about that. What am I doing right? Well, okay, I'm drinking Chardonnay. I don't care if you're drinking Beringer White Zinfandel. If you like it, great, stick with it. So make your commitment not to drink other things, but to find other things that you like. It's a simple matter of looking at things from that perspective. Not what am I doing wrong, but what am I doing correctly? And ultimately, what makes you happy right now about your buying, your dining, and your drinking habits? What is it that you like about that? Not that, oh, I hate those restaurants, I'm not going back anymore. Or no, I'm not buying at that grocery store anymore. I'm not buying Chardonnay anymore. Or I'm not actually going to sit down and drink that wine. Is it because that you don't like these things, or because you just think you have to change for change's sake? And that's all I want any of you to get out of this. If you're going to change your wine habits, if you're going to change your drinking and dining habits this year, do it because you found something outstanding last year you want to build upon. Not because you think you did everything wrong and you need to change the way you do things. So keep that in mind. That's my fresh perspective. Who knows how long it's going to last, but at least it was refreshing for one day. Well, I'm Laura Lawson, and this is The Wine Crush, reminding you to sip socially, drink responsibly, drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.